Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
I'm here today to
welcome.
Help you out, buddy.
Yeah, thank God, because if you weren't, it would be like about 15 minutes in, and I'd just be talking to Ben, and Sue would have to come in here, and we'd just play a best of, and I'd just roll over.
Say, hey, are we blessed?
Wait a minute.
I'm going to interrupt you. That's my duty. You know,
I didn't
that?
Even get started, so it's not like you interrupted me.
I know. So are we blessed that we have such a wonderful staff?
Yes.
Staff and friends.
Yes.
Loyal, you know. When we think about what happens in our world events and, you know, we see families and what they're going through with the holidays and, you know, good and bad and just, you know, tumultuous and, times, you know, with weather and people trying to get places and really the skedaddle and the scuttlebuttle of what happens during, this season. And you don't want it to be. And even though you think you've planned months in advance, it just does not seem to go as planned. So I just feel blessed that we have loyal people around us, because we couldn't do what we do if we didn't have the Bens and the Alexes and the Sues and the Pats and the Jims.
And the Davids.
And the Davids.
And the Lisa.
And the Lisas.
And the Diane.
And the Dianes.
Well, that's our, that's, you
yes.
know, and I even hesitate to use the word staff.
Yeah, I do too.
You
I
know,
mean, our,
really,
our
it's
company,
a misnomer.
Our co-partners, how's that?
The people we work with, yeah,
our partnerships.
Yeah.
And they've been very loyal.
And you know what? Ben came in, little Ben.
Oh, we did yesterday.
Came in yesterday to give me an update of everything that was going on in his life.
And, yeah.
And he's just moving forward, and I'm very proud of him. He's got a plan, and he's still working to get that pilot seat,
yeah.
you know, in the National Guard, but he's also going to college.
And it's wonderful to see.
And he works at a deli, and down there, which is a very popular deli down in San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
And his boss
wants him to be co-manager.
Well, what he said was, he said, the things I learned here.
Wow.
He says, you know, you hired me when I was 16. And
yeah.
I said.
He actually did one of those scooters to come to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, he couldn't drive. He didn't have a driver's
yeah.
license. So, and he said, learning to be someplace and do the job as well as you could and do extra if you could.
Yeah.
He said helped. I mean, really, it set him on the path.
Yeah.
But everybody we have in here,
yeah.
like Ben and, of course, Sue.
Oh, Sue is.
You know, the linchpin.
She is.
Where
we all revolve
around her.
She's the morning charm, the morning
yeah.
juice.
Yeah, she starts us off, and I'm driving into work, and what do I listen to? Well, if I hit it the wrong time, I listen to commercials, because it doesn't take me very long to get here. But I hit it the right time, and I hear Sue giving it to you, and gold bullion is up for, what, $4,700 for the first time.
And how does she close her show? Remember, I think you are cherished. And I think that, you know, it makes me want to cry almost when I'm talking about it. I don't, you know, we're going
to
get on with our show, but you know what? It's Christmas Eve. It's the day of Christmas Eve.
And there's
people in this town that have been traumatized with this weather.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about that. But first, hey, welcome to the show.
And yeah,
Ben,
good morning.
Ben, did you turn, when you turned the microphones on, did you get her kissing? She was kissing me. Did you get that?
Oh,
no.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Well, we do have a flood watch and a high wind warning.
Wait,
you go first.
Wait,
Shasta Regional.
Just wait. If I don't start this way, the rest of the day for me will go downhill.
And that's the Marine in you, because you're rote.
I am not rote.
You are rote.
I am one of the most flexible people you will ever meet in your life.
You have
to be. You have to be.
But you are very rote.
It's not high ditto up the middle every time. Today,
don't age yourself on that one. We're going to be with family here, so we
maybe,
up in the way.
Maybe. I don't know. I still haven't said I'm going.
Hopefully we're
going to, you know what?
Make it on the freeway.
I still haven't said I'm going. So, hey, welcome to Christmas Eve at the Bot House. 7:09 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Now see, the reason I do these things is because people pay us to do these things, and you can't just cavalierly just throw them aside.
I know, they would be talked about today because there's a, I've got people that came to, that went to emergency these last two days at Shasta Regional.
Yeah. Ben, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Is there a national day besides Christmas Eve?
Eggnog Day.
Oh, whoa. The Easters gave us some eggnog. I wonder if it's too late to put it in the refrigerator and glug down half of it, but it's filled with rum.
Uh-oh.
So maybe not. Okay.
No, that's a special.
National Eggnog Day. Okay.
And that's it.
That's it.
Christmas Eve and Eggnog Day.
It's all right.
We can do that. Now, the weather. Linda.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
You ready
Hello.
Now?
Are you
okay.
Are you here?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Are
you still buying gifts off Amazon?
No. No. And in fact, I didn't buy one gift off of Amazon this year.
I'm proud of you.
I really, folks, really try to stay local. You know, recently, okay, I'm going to go do the weather, but I want to talk about like driving and kind of, you know, going into little stores that I wasn't prepared to. It was just kind of when, you know, go and Trends is so darling. Trends is one of those places where booth after booth after booth, lots of little Christmas tchotchkes, really wonderful vintage. It is beautifully done. It is just beautifully done. So it's nice to see that, you know, shop local. I always say shop local. So I didn't get one thing off of Amazon. Today, 54, it says flood watch, high wind warning. I know we're going to be driving down 5 today. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., they see south wind 10 to 18, but gusts up to 40. We could feel that this morning at 3:30, I'll tell you. Tonight, rain, mainly after 7 p.m., steady temperature around 50, and we could have 3/4 to 1 inch that are going to be, that could be tonight. Now, Christmas Day, rain near high 50, and then winds again, 18 to 21. With gusts up to 41. So far, Christmas trees that are out in front wrapped in lights haven't blown down yet, but maybe the joy sign has. Thursday night, which is Christmas night, rain low around 43, 10 to 14 miles an hour with gusts up to 31 miles per hour. So this is what we're experiencing. 3/4 to 1 inch possible on Thursday night. So it's rainy and windy. Friday, rain with highs around 47, gusts up to 33. Friday night, rain mainly before 10 p.m. with overnight lows of 37. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Thank you very much to the Kinney family for all that you do, sponsoring our weather each and every time we read it. 365-3793. What do you keep pointing at?
The pen.
Well, you know, I don't know that. You put your finger in okay.
You better watch it. I'll put my finger in your eye. Rain after.
I don't know what to think about that. You know, some of the things you say sometimes. Well, the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. There you go.
You told me to shut my pie hole one time on the air.
I did.
Yeah.
You know, because that was so funny. That was a Ted Lighty laugh. No. You laughed so hard.
Ted.
He said, shut your pie hole. And we laughed so hard, so I had to say it because I thought maybe you would realize that that was
a tribute. He was telling a story to somebody. And he goes, hey, just shut your pie hole. And since you heard that, that's one of your favorite sayings.
Well, I don't say it that often, but I thought it was kind of, you know.
Okay, so how much rain have we gotten here? Well, December is historically Redding's wettest month of the year. The Shasta County seat got less than 1.5 inches of rain during the first two-thirds of the month this year. That changed December 21st with as much as 8 inches fell on parts of western Shasta County in 48 hours. More rain fell on Monday and Tuesday, the 22nd and 23rd, boosting in all but the driest parts of the city close to Redding's historic December average, 6.32 inches, or surpassing it, said Nathan Rick at the Weather Service. That was it. That was the whole story. Oh, no, there's more. With several inches of rain on the way over Christmas, downtown Reading might even meet its super wet December 24 rain total of 9.5 inches. But 2025 won't break the city's record for December rainfall, according to Rick. That was set in 1940 when Redding got drenched with Guess how many?
How many?
18 inches of rain in December in 1940.
Oh, is that when they had the big flood that went down and you see the pictures of the...
I don't know.
Yes, and you see pictures of trees and everything just coming down the middle of the Sacramento River there is bad. Hey, you know, I got,
I got more. A little bit more about this is that we're supposed to get a whole bunch of rain.
Right.
Tomorrow. You know, Mayor Mike Luttrell was on. He said he's got national weather. He's got national news sources calling him as the mayor, talking about the flooding we have here. We have heard from people from all over the country.
Yes, that have called
asking if we're okay. And my daughter's called twice.
Oregon, Idaho, Albuquerque.
Yeah, and she's Arkansas.
Yeah.
And did you say, you probably said that. And I said, honey, we just had the roof is kind of caved in on the bedroom side of the house. And I said, we're heading down. We're going to have to stay with you for at least 30 days. And she said, well, come on. There's plenty of room. And then she said, Daddy, you're not telling me the truth. And I was laughing at that point. So she was ready to take us in. Of course. She knows she lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So. Anyway.
Well, you know, we can always do our show, you know, with a phone. As long as the, you know, as long as the power. And one more time, our beautiful, thank you very much for our beautiful staff because our tower was broken into. And
let's talk about that when we get back. But things that we're blessed with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's Christmas Eve, my friends. It's time to be a more gentler, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, be gentler because tomorrow's Christmas.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the, I will say that one of the headlines that I read today is that, and you may really want to think about this as your kids are in the other room. At your events, the cyber attacks flood TikTok rival with vulgar videos. One of China's most popular short video and streaming platform was flooded with porn and violent content, sparking outrage and confusion in a nation where the internet is tightly controlled.
Okay. Hey, Cal's Books. I talked a little bit about it yesterday.
Man.
But Cal's Books down there off of 273, and it is a landmark as far as books.
We love
going to Cal's.
And that's
and the guy that
icon.
Owns Cal is named Carl.
He's so amazing.
And he always dresses in black. And they got hit with 2 feet of water, slammed through the entire shop, 3,000 square feet of shop, and a worst flood in memory. And Carl is not coming back. He's going to close the shop, which is too bad. I mean, they started a GoFundMe page. Already had $10,000 in it and would have had a lot more because, you know, I would have been more than happy to push it for any fundraisers and money and all that because I just enjoyed Cal's book so much. But it looks like after a 35-year run that it's not going to happen.
Well, you know, sometimes
the $10,000 that was raised has been sent back to the donors, but okay. A lot of the donors said, just keep it, you know?
Well, you know, when you think about it, there are the books up in the upper shelves. But you still think about your nest, and you walk into your nest, and you know exactly, that guy has a photographic memory of every single book without ever looking at a computer or any kind of file card. You'd walk in and you'd ask him, and it was just really
magic.
It's a fascinating, he is just one of these guys that's just, remarkable in his, photographic memory. And that was really a cool, one of a kind bookstore. So it's very sad.
It was everything from paperbacks to, a lot of hardcover, but yeah,
collectibles.
Comic books, magazines, poster art, everything was in there. And you could say, where's the latest Benchley book? Where do you have that? Oh, that would be through the opening or through the doorway there. The second row shelves on your left, halfway down. And you know what?
There it was.
And, you know, I found so many great historical things that I kind of like, you know, things that have to do with the equine, the horses. And one of them was the Confederate cavalry during the Civil War. And it was written 100 years ago.
Mm.
And it had photos. I mean, I still have it. It's a keepsake type book.
Mm-hmm.
But he had that there. And he has, you know, he had everything. So he had early editions of Playboys. He had the old West, you know, magazines and all of these things. It was just every subject in the world he had there, and he knew where it all was. You know, some things he may know it was, you know, that this is where those. I don't know if that book is there. He wouldn't know specifically if he had a specific book, but he could tell you right where to look, where it would be, and they were all. And then he always had books stacked up because people bringing in books.
Right.
And, but he was always kind and friendly and all this. But we're going to miss Cal's books. You don't have that. I mean, there's bookstores around.
Right.
But they're not like that.
Nope. One of a kind. Hey, the FDA this week is approving a daily pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy, creating a new option for how patients can take medicines in a class of drugs.
I hope everybody bought that stock.
The drug, which maker Novo Nordisk calls simply the Wegovy pill, uses the same active ingredients. In fact, I heard about this yesterday at lunch with some girlfriends. That's in the original version, along with a sister drug for diabetes, Ozempic. Both Wegovy and Ozempic, which mimic the hormone GLP-1, are given as weekly injections, as are rival drugs Zepbound and Mounjaro from Eli Lilly. About 1 in 8 adults in U.S. say they're currently taking one of the medicines, according to the data from Health Policy Research Group, KFF.
Well, it's if you didn't have stock in that company, you might want to jump on it. Maybe too late now, but because they go from a weekly injection to a daily pill. And let's just face it, obesity is a terrible condition. And I'm talking of the morbid obesity and all that. But even, you know, having another 30, 40 pounds on you makes your heart work harder. I mean, you're healthier I won't say in every case, but in almost all the cases, you're healthy if you've shed that extra weight. They found this stuff.
I would like to get a doctor on in 2026, especially when we all start thinking about what we did this year and there was so much stress and stuff, and maybe people maybe fell off what they really need to do in order to be at their optimal health. But I'm curious to know, like, why automatically, if you're older, you're just susceptible. Well, because you're of a certain age, you're susceptible to diabetes too. Why?
It could be your body is not producing the insulin it did before.
What can you do in order to not take the pill is what I'm saying. Like,
oh, no.
If you went for 3 months and said, I'm cutting this out, say that you can't do tomatoes. Or anything that, you know, you metabolize as sugar. And you say, we had this, our very close person in our family went on a 3 month and she went on the,
Mediterranean
diet, you know, and she doesn't eat meat. She has chicken and fish.
Well, she doesn't eat red meat.
Red meat.
Yeah. And there's a difference between chicken is meat. That's one reason I said
it's white meat. Okay.
Yeah, but she doesn't eat red meat, and she eats all types of veggies.
Uh huh.
And she's lost.
No drinking. Not drinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
And
no,
veggies.
She's not. And she's lost like 30 pounds, mm-hmm. and she just feels wonderful.
And she talked about her numbers before and numbers after, and they are like,
you know, cholesterol and blood sugar
amazing.
And all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember those three inmates that escaped from a federal prison from the Atlanta area?
Yeah.
It's still unclear exactly how they got out. They said probably an inside job. Well, they're back in jail.
Hey, a couple of nights out. It was Christmas. Yeah.
They're back in custody.
Well, we don't worry about losing people during this time of the year at our jail because of the rain. Who wants to escape into a rainstorm of 8 inches of rain? Who wants to
gosh.
Do that? You know, I don't think we're going to get, we're supposed to get storms on tomorrow, but I just can't picture a day that we get that much rain. That's a lot of rain. We had some friends that, wanted to move horses. But there's places that you can usually move your horses to that are also right in danger of being flooded, too. So, I mean, if you've got horses, we don't think about this. You know, we think about people, of course. But if you've got animals that are in these low-lying areas, too, people are having to round up their animals and move them to higher ground. I just saw something on Facebook, and I should have written it down, but it's a guy that's offered to move animals for people. He's got a trailer and a truck, and if you need help moving your animals, but that does you a lot of good. When I can't tell you what his name is or what his phone number is, but if you look at Facebook, he's on there.
One more thing before we leave.
Okay.
If you see a barricade, unfortunately, that was to this man's peril. Because he, or demise, he was a 74-year-old man who went past the barricades, despite the cadets.
We're talking about the one fatality we've had
yes,
due to the flooding here
in
Renton.
He kept going southbound on the flooded roadway where his car got submerged and rapidly filled with water. Okay, and so because we've had people reading this from around the country, so my brother was talking about it, and I said, he goes, I need to get one of those things that can break a window. Now, let me ask you something. Can the back of a knife, that little dot thing that you have on the back of your pocket knife.
Some knives are built to do to break a window.
Yeah, that's what I said. You can talk to Carl about that because I think in the back of those knives, you can do that.
Or you can even have, and that's what they're built for, is to break windows and to cut seat belts. And you put one in the console of your truck. So that you've always got
if you have
car.
Your wits about you, because at that point, well, you know, you're poof.
And that's the problem. They had another video of a first responder up here in Reading going through the water to rescue a woman and get her out of the car. But here's the bottom line. Don't drive around barricades, my friends. And if you're looking at that water, you know, I can get through that. Well, a lot of times you don't get through that. And your car stalls out, and there you are. And if you're really unlucky, if that current's running, it's going to be start moving you downstream. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we were talking, I want to talk about Fast Track, which is a way that to go to the emergency room, but you can set your own time to come in there. You just go to ShastaRegional.com and push on the Fast Track click on that, and you can set a time to get you to the emergency room. I mean, this is for non-life-threatening emergencies, of course. And they're going to ask you some questions when you fill this out. You know, are you bleeding, chest pains, short of breath, all that. And then they're going to tell you to come in right away. But for those that are non-life-threatening, then you can go get on Fast Track and then pick a time for you to go in there and wait at the comfort and safety of your own home. Now, we had friends that just went in to Shasta Regional Medical Center on an emergency. And the doctor admitted him because he was having really retaining liquid.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And he ends up staying in the hospital for, 2 days or 3 days?
3 days.
Lost 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Because the doctor got right into it.
Dr. Sam.
Yeah. And he lost, he dumped 30 pounds of water out of him.
Right.
And now he's feeling great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they got him on a new medication. But Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win drawing. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to 45 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com, all over the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, and, you know, watch repairmen, you know, stone cutters and all this. And it's their big anniversary sale. Oh, my gosh. And it's super prices down there, great prices. They're very busy.
This is the day they're going to really be busy.
Well, yeah, I think they've probably been busy for a week, but you're right. And now, they're closed tomorrow, Christmas Day, and Friday. So this is your chance to buy that, you know, the last chance to buy that little bauble or that big diamond that you've been wanting to give to your loved one. And this year they were voted best in the North State for the fourth year in a row. And there's a reason for that. They are very, very good. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for over 30 years. They're just a super group of people down there. Rebecca, Henry, Leonard, and the whole gang down at Four Winds Jewelry.
Hey, I want to do a couple shout outs of things.
Wait a minute. Open Monday through Friday night. So they're going to close today at 4 o'clock.
Right.
So you've got time to get down there.
That's
and
right.
They're at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from,
Sierra Gibbs. Kind of, yeah, corner kind
around
of.
There. Mm-hmm. But in, right there in that general spot. Okay.
A couple things. I want to do a shout out to Alliance Heating and Air. We've gone for, was it 10 days? I don't know how long it was.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, with the rain, it didn't affect because when it goes to like the 37, which we're coming to, our defroster, what it was called, the automatic defroster on our heating element in the main part of our house stopped working. So when you went outside, when it was colder, you go outside, and the entire unit was like an ice block. So we turned that off and we were able to heat the main part of our house with our fireplace and the little fan that goes on with the fireplace, and that was it. So anyway, that was on order, and they came out and fixed it yesterday, and it was like a 15-20 minute fix. But they have such great technicians that come out, know exactly what it is, try to get it working. It worked for a day, and then it froze up. But with the rain and the weather at the 50s and the 40s, it was coming out warm. So it didn't have to switch back, and it's something I don't really understand that much. But you know, when you think about it, you've got these really cheerful technicians. They wear their little booties. They take their booties off before they come into your house, and they put their booties when they, I think that's really meaningful.
They take good care of us. Alliance Heating and Air, really, really good people. And they provide outstanding service. And, yeah, they are advertisers of ours. But we got to know the owner of the company 15 years ago when he walked in one day and said, hey, I want to advertise on your station.
He's great.
He was eating lunch Martin. At that Mexican restaurant used to be across the street.
Right.
Great. And he came across the street and said, hey, I want to advertise in your station. I like it. And so they've been with us a long time.
Yeah.
So that's how we were introduced to Alliance Heating and Air. But they have come in and rescued us several times.
Again, another locally owned.
Locally operated company. Yeah.
Same people that have been working there for years.
Yeah, veteran owned business.
Yeah. Okay, now I want to also talk about somebody else in town. I don't know what KRCR was thinking about, and this is not a trash. Because their meteorologist, whoever's reading the weather over there, does a fine job. But Mike Krueger, we really missed on our local news station, somebody who was super, like, so knowledgeable. And so the other day, I don't know if it was on a reel or Facebook or whatever it was, but he talked about what happened on December 21st. So I ended up forwarding that to my brother, because what he talked about was the fact of the atmospheric, it was almost like the car fire in a certain sense, about the atmospheric pressure, that usually these storms will happen and they go for 2 or 3 hours, but this was 10 straight hours of rainfall. And it was just the way I don't have the verbiage for it, but it would have been the atmospheric pressure from the water that lifted up and the rain that was coming down. And it was a fascinating scientific explanation. So congratulations, Mike Krueger. Know that we're talking about you. And we need to start getting you to call into our station. We just need to reach out to you, Mike. We're thinking about you and know that you just are fab. You're a rock star, Mike. Yes.
And he's a nice guy, too.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy.
Avalanche warnings up in the Mount Shasta area.
Oh, gosh. The nice place you're supposed to
be. The Mount Shasta Avalanche Center says issued an avalanche warning due to a high avalanche danger rating for the coming storms. And travel or recreation in mountainous terrain, including Mount Shasta, Castle Lake area, and the Eddy Mountains, is not recommended. So, there you go. It's just... It just seems like there's one thing after another. Yeah. Hey, let me see. What else? Let's take a quick break, because I want to come back and say there was a significant law passed in Congress in this last week that could have a big impact on the North State. There's a lot of nuances to it, so we just want to talk a little bit about that when we get back. And we will be right back after these messages.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room.
with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Tarlouse gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlouse.com for details or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlouse Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Probably don't want to hear me sing this morning. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Today, gosh, it is Wednesday, the 24th, Christmas Eve. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst is the windshield whisperer. That's right. Whether it's a small chip or crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. And with all this rain and everything, you probably want to have a intact windshield. So how's he do it? You come in, he diagnoses it, he brings it into a climate controlled area where he then fixes your windshield. Now he's not out in the rain, he's not out in the sun, he brings it in so he can put his special mixture there that will seal it, and then you'll never have a problem again with that windshield. If you're wondering, gosh, do I need this or I need that, why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're going to give away, let's say $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks right now, just so you can have it. And they're good through next year. So, but just kind of an early Christmas present 530-605-4567 and win your $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. No, you don't have to pick them up today. These things are good all the way through next year. We'll just get your name and a phone number, and you can come in when the rain lets up, like this weekend is supposed to.
So give Ben a call at 530-605-4567.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed the Pet and Livestock Protection Act, a bill aimed at removing federal protections for gray wolves under the Endangered Species Act. The legislation was approved on December 18th. You may have heard a little bit about it, but Congressman Doug LaMalfa really supports this. There are wolves that are encroaching on elementary schools in Siskiyou County. This is not a Little Red Riding story. This is not a made-up deal. This is very real, and they're coming closer and closer to towns, which is true. So what this does is it will strip the federal endangered moniker from the wolves, because we have lots of wolves out there, and allow states to put in real, maybe more stringent ways of controlling the wolf population, as California had to do. They tried. California spent literally millions of dollars in trying to keep wolves away from livestock. It just didn't work. People, drones, everything, it just didn't work. And they finally went out and literally decimated a wolf pack.
Okay.
Had to kill four or five of them, because they had no fear of humans, and they were just destroying livestock. They were getting closer to homes. People were reporting a wolf standing outside the gate at, you know, in their ranch, just standing there, just watching them. Wasn't scared. So, however, wolf advocates warn that removing federal protections could lead to an over-elimination of the species. No, I don't think that's going to happen. But the person that was talking is the senior wolf advocate with the Center for Biological Diversity. Now, Ben, are you with me?
He's on the phone.
Are you on the phone with somebody?
Yeah.
Yesterday, Monday, we talked about how biomass plants was bad for the environment, and who did it come from? It came from the climate expert of the biological diversity group. The same group, the Center for Biological Diversity. It's a very, how would you call this? A left-leaning group. So, I mean, she was a proclaimed climate change expert.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Linda, you weren't here, but Ben was. And Ben, didn't I become the climate change director for Free Fire Media, Inc.? You remember that? Okay, it could have been Alex. Anyway, I have now decided that besides that, I am going to be the senior wolf expert for Free Fire Media, Inc. I am. And I'm going to put it on business cards and I'm putting it on my, because I can say that. I don't have to prove anything. I can just say it. Anyways, they're saying, you'll over eliminate them. No, because we have lots of wolves and there are laws in place. Now, in California, you still can't touch the little devils, by state law. However, here's the difference. If they didn't have federal protection and a farmer or a rancher went out to protect his livelihood and he killed a wolf, and even if the sheriff arrested him, which I doubt would happen, since most of the sheriffs are saying you've got to control these wolves. They're dangerous. Even if he was arrested and he went to jury trial, would he be found guilty for protecting his livestock and his pets and his family? It's an interesting dichotomy because, you know, is there room for wolves and people? Of course there is. But there isn't room when they come down and they're slaughtering your livestock and they're killing animals on your front porch. So, okay, we'll see. I still got to get through the Senate.
All right, so we talked about how we know personally people who their lives turned upside down with the 23andMe. You know how that was such a super popular Christmas present.
I have that article too, but you go first. Isn't that interesting, how you and I pick up the same
it's like a 60-year-old podcaster host had a chaotic childhood. His parents divorced when he was five. Then each remarried and had more children. Step and half siblings surrounded him when they were adults, though he learned his older sister wasn't actually their father's daughter, that her mom was pregnant when they met. Anyway, all this stuff. And then, so, you know, you try to create this nucleus of, like, what you want to call the nuclear family. And you, you know, his, mine, ours, whatever, and kids grow up and that's your father. And then all of a sudden you do this blood and you realize, well, it was never my somebody else's father. We don't know who it was. It wasn't one-nighter. We have friends that just, moms, and they just, they're busted.
Well, this is the thing. People are using 23andMe and other ones because they want to find out about their, you know, their family trees and all that. But then you've got, here is the other side of it. When you're doing the research and all of a sudden you find out you've got a half-sister someplace or a half-brother. Mm-hmm. Another former family member of mine got a phone call one day and found out that she had a half brother, that her mom had had a child when she was young and given it up for adoption. But they found out, and the reason they found out is because it was for medical reasons. He was trying to find other members of the family to see if they had any medical problems like he was. That's how they found it out. And we actually met him.
Well, here's the interesting thing, and this has happened. We've had conversations with our friends. He realized that his Norwegian ancestry he grew connected to over time turned out to be non-existent. So you like, you connect with what you think is your, what blood runs through your veins. But at the same time, he said, I always felt like I didn't belong to the family I grew up with. He's since grown closer to his newfound half-sisters who welcomed him into their lives. But I do have some friends who found out that their aunt had a baby and when she was, again, 15 or however old she was, and that they had a half-cousin, and it blew up the family. It blew up the family. There's people not talking to each other over that, you know, because they were like, there was a reason she chose to just not acknowledge that. And then, so, you know, there's several... outcomes, actually, but this one particular one says becoming a genetic genealogist after discovering her knack for jumping into DNA rabbit holes about 10 years ago while trying to diagnose her daughter's illness. This is why sometimes it's important, which turned out to be both EDS and mast cell activation syndrome, MCAS. The 44-year-old Louisville, Kentucky has since solved hundreds of genetic genealogy cases. She tells people to please practice patience when reaching out to newfound relatives. It's shocking. It can be shocking. Your whole world is like, well, you know, and then you got to really find the patience and the love of your heart if you're realizing, I thought that you were my mom or I thought you were my dad. And there's probably a sense of betrayal there.
Probably. You know, but the person we know is handling it really well. And, you know, it's been, some shocks in their life. Now, okay, last little story here before we have our next guest, JB Stacy, rolling in here. ICE releases an AI video.
What?
Of rounding up illegals. But guess who it is? Santa. That's cold. That is absolutely cold. It's an AI of Santa rounding up, helping the other guys round up people here illegally. And here's just this little thing here. You know, people are saying things and they're making it harder on federal law enforcement. Risk, you know, really putting some of their lives at risk, of course, because they're doing a job they've been ordered to do, which is to round up people that are here in our country illegally, and then we deport them. Isn't that the idea? Clinton said it and did it. Obama was great at it. Biden, even toward the end, was going, okay, I'm really in trouble here, and he started doing it. What is the difference between Trump doing it and Obama doing it? I have yet to have anybody explain that one to me, because Obama's the one that started the cages and started separating kids. It all started with President Obama, who said, we can't have willy-nilly, which is kind of like, hey diddle diddle up the middle type of saying, and just coming across the border at will. You can't do it. We can't sustain it. And it's just, the fact is that they did. And there we have many people come across the border legally, come across the ocean legally. There's no problem with that. I have no problem with that legally. But now it's the same thing. I don't understand the why it was okay for Obama and Biden and Clinton to do it, but not good for Trump to do it. I don't understand that. Except that Trump's just kind of a jerk.
Well, we're going to, well, he has been not so popular as of late. We are going to be talking about the California Circuit Finals Rodeo that's happening December 29th, 30th, and 31st.
It's here.
With our next
it's
guest.
It's here.
And we're really excited about this event. We want to tell you all about it, have a person that is in charge of the whole doggone thing be here in the next hour.
We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. California cannot seem to catch a break from stormy weather. Coming at this time of year, it's expected to snarl the holiday travel plans of many. Flooding rains and fierce winds, even snow in the higher elevations are in the forecast this week. It's prompting authorities to urge people to stay off the roads if they can. For those who are able to drive to their holiday destinations, they're finding gas prices that have fallen to their lowest level of the year, just in time for Christmas.
With millions of Americans driving over the river and through the woods to celebrate Christmas with family and friends, the price of gasoline in December is at a five-year low. It's currently the cheapest it's been all this year. AAA says the national average for unleaded gasoline has stayed below the $3 mark since December 2nd. And that's something the Trump White House has been touting on social media the past few days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Bristol Township, Pennsylvania, that's northeast of Philadelphia, an explosion at a nursing home has left two people dead. Willie Ty lives near the Bristol Health and Rehab Center.
And then there was fire everywhere.
And you see people?
Yes, I see people come out, and I help people come out. Some of them didn't make it out.
Happened as a utility crew was there checking on reports of a natural gas leak. Authorities say no one is missing. Everybody's been accounted for. Mexico's president says air traffic controllers lost communication for about 10 minutes with a small Mexican Navy plane on a medical mission before it crashed off the Texas coast on Monday. The crash killed at least five people. No definitive word on the cause. However, heavy fog did blanket the entire area at the time the plane went down. Watching Wall Street this morning, a holiday abbreviated session, the Dow is up 187 points, the NASDAQ ahead 7, and the S&P is trading 13 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-291-0628. That's 800-291-0628. 800-291-0628.
Australia's New South Wales state has enacted tougher gun control laws, comes on the heels of the deadly anti-Semitic Bondi Beach massacre. The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney.
The state government here says these new laws are the toughest gun reforms Australia has ever seen. There will be a limit on the number of firearms an individual can own. There'll also be a raft of other restrictions, including far more stringent screening and licensing regulations for firearms owners. There was also an amendment made that will make it very difficult, if not impossible, for anyone who has associations with people suspected of terrorism from ever owning a firearm.
The cockpit voice and flight data recorders have been recovered from the wreckage of a jet that crashed, killing Libya's military chief and seven others. Crash occurred in Turkey after the jet took off from Ankara. News and analysis, townhall.com. Members of the baby boomer generation are getting up there in years, and many of them look to the not-too-distant future with some sense of trepidation.
The oldest baby boomers, the generation known as a cultural and political vanguard, turn 80 next year. That includes Diane West, who has concerns.
There's going to reach a point that we're not so active, and there's a lot of us. And I worry that that's going to be a problem, that society as a whole isn't going to be ready.
About 76 million boomers were born from 1946 to 64. Now they're the second largest age group. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration says it will start garnishing the wages of student loan borrowers who are in default early next year. The department says it will be sending notices to approximately 1,000 borrowers the week of January 7th, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Christmas Eve today, which means you have two shopping days to, you know, before it's too late, today and tomorrow. If you get up early, get down to the old 7-Eleven and get those stocking stuffers, combs, a quart of oil.
You know, you can always do a promissory note.
Aspirin.
A Christmas
some
promissory note.
Some ding-dongs, some ho-hos.
No,
it's not too
anymore.
Late tomorrow. It's not too late to do it tomorrow, but today is really the last big day. 8:06 in the morning, news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really doing anything.
Well, if we were here, we'd have you come over, and we'd let you wear a little elf hat.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. Linda, darling.
Well,
oh, wait a minute. Today is... National Eggnog Day.
Doesn't it make sense?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
You know your parents.
And I haven't had any this year.
You know your parents are going to have.
Right. I haven't had any, so we're looking forward to that. Everybody we want to let you beware, if you will, about where we are with our weather today. It's going to be around 55, but we are expecting gusts that could be up to 40 miles per hour. We just know that it's going to be raining throughout the day. It says chance precipitation 70%, but tonight, mainly after 7 p.m., steady temperatures are around 50. Again, gusts up to 37 miles per hour could be anticipated. A Christmas Day, rain near 50. Winds about 18 to 21 miles per hour, but with gusts up to 41. Now, tomorrow is 100% chance of precipitation. A Thursday night, which is Christmas night, 43 temperatures, and gusts up to 31 miles per hour. It looks like throughout the week.
Does it say how much rain we're supposed to get? Ben, do me a favor. Will you, partner, you're great at this. See what the rain, how much rain we're supposed to get tomorrow, because I've been, you know, we've got the forecast and we've got kind of an idea, but I was told we were going to get some horrendous amount of rain.
We had 4 to 5 inches on Sunday.
Yeah.
On that collective on that Sunday. So, anyway, we just have a lot of high wind up until Saturday. And then that says mostly sunny with a high near 51.
There you go.
But a chance of rain before 10 a.m., partly cloudy on Saturday night, and Sunday mostly sunny. So here you go.
We're going to start drying out.
Yeah, we start drying out. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. Locally owned, it's a veteran-owned company, 365-2793, where they always give discounts to our seniors and our veterans.
The last time we had this guy on our show, we said, hey, this is Free Fire Radio broadcasting from the South Point Arena, or South Point Hotel in Las Vegas,
in Las
Nevada.
Vegas, yeah.
And J.B. Stacy.
Yes, sir.
Is
good morning.
The GM over at the Red Bluff Roundup.
Yes, sir.
You know, thank you for coming in today, because I know that we had you scheduled the day after Christmas, and you were able to come in today, which is really important because you, rain or shine, are still doing your event down in Red Bluff. We want to all hear about what the circuit finals means.
Means everything to us in Red Bluff.
Yeah, but I mean, for people who don't know about what it is. So
the California Circuit Finals takes the best California cowboys and cowgirls and brings them to Red Bluff for their own state finals. We do get out-of-state cowboys and cowgirls who will compete in California, too, but it's basically for the state of California and representing the 37 PRCA rodeos here in California. From all the way down in San Diego up to Redding, California. That's the furthest north that we go for PRCA rodeos. But I don't know if you saw, but I brought quite a few notes today because when we talk about the finals, you know, everybody knows about the NFR finals, right? Las Vegas, $15 million paid out. And so
what an exciting 10 days.
It was amazing.
Was that a nail biter?
And we're going to go back and address that, you know, after we get, we're going to hit circuit finals and all that, and we'll get it again. But I really want to get your take because you've been in the industry a long time about the NFR this year.
After
we do this, you know, let's hit circuit finals first, though.
So circuit finals, and good segue into that, but what I was going to say is that we have some of those competitors that were at the NFR. In fact, the world champion, Tucker Allen.
Yeah.
What a great guy. Great
third
kid.
Third time.
Yeah, he was there. He was he's his, you know, world champion. He's going to be here at the NFR. Oh, you've got him on.
I've got him because, and I'll tell you why. Because we watched every
night.
Every night we watched it. You know, we had it taped on or DVR'd or watched. And this guy is in the, as they used to say, in the land of giants. Yeah. This is David, because he's only like 185 pounds, maybe 6 feet, but. And he's going against guys that are 240. I mean, when you're steer wrestling, mass means something.
Absolutely. Well, and he's not going against that 240-pound linebacker guy. He's going against a 280-pound, you know, steer that he's trying to wrestle down to the ground, too. So, and the thing is, he's, you know, going 30, 40 miles an hour on a horse and jumps off of it.
Yeah.
And, but,
which to me is questionable about their, I mean, if they're leaning out and
Think about your body, what you have to do with your body.
Put your hand on the steer and just then transfer all that energy from the horse and them to the steer and then try to stop the steer.
Well, sure. It'd be like hanging out the side of your car trying to wrestle something down on the ground going,
30 miles an hour.
But the thing about Tucker, he's just a great guy all around. I don't know if you know, he's also a stuntman. You know, he does that part-time too.
Oh.
He's got that million-dollar smile. But he's just, you know, just a personal kid that can come up and you can talk to him. And he's just great. He comes to Red Bluff. I don't know if he competes in Redding, but he probably does. But I know he comes to Red Bluff. But, you know, just having that caliber of contestant there competing in California, in Red Bluff, you know, 30 minutes away, you can come watch world champions compete. Mm. You know, we have our own world champion, Nellie Miller, you know, from a few years back. But, you know, the other one, there's so many of them out there. I made a list. There's probably 13 competitors that were at the NFR. Yesterday, Riley George, who's a California cowgirl, she'll be there at the from breakaway. Mm-hmm. She won the average. They had to compete in Texas because of the equine virus, but they just finished that up. But Riley George will be there in Red Bluff. You know, our local hero, R.C. Landingham, will be back again.
Yeah.
Wondering if R.C. was going to be there.
Yep. He signed up. He's going to be there.
Now, so. Poor R.C. I shouldn't say poor because poor RC got $1 million check a couple years ago from the American Rodeo.
Yeah.
But he was out of the top 15 by like, $400?
Yeah. One rodeo. One check.
One check, and he did not get it. And you're much more of an expert than we are. When you show up at the NFR, you get like a $10,000 check just for being there.
Just for being there.
Just for getting there.
But I also understand they ask a lot of these athletes to be there.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, they're having bringing their families. They're committed to certain shows they have to go to. And so many of the
media. Know,
the media is all over you. You've got to go to these signings. I mean, I know it's all, you know, first world problems, but they expect a lot out of these Cowboys and Cowgirls to be there and
they have to be a machine for 10 days.
Exactly.
And the other thing too is all of them,
pre and post,
all of them are athletes and they're not like the old days. They take a shot, you know, throw away the cigarette, take a shot and then you ride. These guys and girls are training year round, everything from Pilates to, you know, weightlifting.
Sure.
Because they're athletes. But the but then riding notes and competing 10 days in a row is something they don't do.
No.
Because they always, you know, because they're either traveling or they're, you know, the rodeos, maybe it'll be on a Thursday and they've ridden the last time Sunday. So they get some downtime. Rustock guys are riding every night.
Every night. So a lot of them will do that traveling, but to compete 10 days in a row, I don't think they do that very often during the season. But there are Cowboys and Cowgirls, Cowboys on the Rustock side that'll be on a bronc on Thursday, hoping to make a short round, to come back on a Sunday, but they're not bucking out on Friday or Saturday, so they'll fly to another rodeo on Friday on a one header, maybe to Saturday, and hopefully, you know, they've made the short round, they'll fly back to wherever, they are. So, you know, competing 4 or 5 days in a row probably isn't, unusual for them. Team ropers, they'll show up, they'll have slack for a couple of days and then compete on a Saturday, Sunday perf. So 4 or 5 days. But that 10 days, and a lot of times when they're competing at the rodeos, they get that downtime. They're not expected to be at a signing autograph thing or be in front of the media.
They show up to ride.
Exactly. They're there, you know, and a lot of them bring their families and their support group. And, you know, it's one thing to travel by yourself and be on the road, but when you've got another 5, 6, 7, 10 people that you're trying to entertain too, it puts a lot of pressure on them.
We saw that with the buckle ceremonies and watched afterwards because that was always fascinating to see them with their families and who they travel with. And the stage was full.
Yeah. Is full. And one of the things we can talk about here in a little bit, but you know, we talk about the two-legged athletes, but I'd like to spend some time on the four-legged athletes.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say we do that right after the break?
Perfect.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993, my friend. She knows what she's doing. She's been helping our community. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions. Insurance and Financial Management. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We do business with Judy. We're real happy with her. But if you're looking for that second opinion with everything, you know, the stock market's going crazy, insurance is going crazy, how about a free review and evaluation of all your policies and the things you're doing? That's right. No pressure. Just a review and evaluation of what you have. Just give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. Set up an appointment and have a true professional that is going to give you an honest evaluation of what you have going. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we'll be right back.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself.
Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's rolling eyes.
Oh, I love it. I know who that is.
Who is that?
That's the Bruce.
Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
We'll take your word for it. It is Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yep, yeah, that's well, the Bruce.
She's never wrong. She's never wrong.
Oh, thank you, honey. That Merry Christmas. Oh, love that.
You're never,
remember to put that on the top of your forehead. She's never wrong.
Well, I meant about songs.
Maybe thinking. Measurements.
Hey, we're here with... Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Hey, we're here with J.P. Stacy, who's general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup, but also the big circuit finals is coming. And by the way... when we talk about circuit finals, there's still some tickets left, but don't worry about the weather. It's all inside, plus the fact the weather's going to clear by next week anyway, but it's all inside. Mm-hmm. It's only 2,000 people in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, about 1,800 seats in there, so a couple thousand people.
Yeah, and I mean, you are there in the rodeo. I mean, if you don't have a little dirt on you at the end, you're not close enough. And and it's some of the top cowboys and cowgirls in the world come to the California Circuit Finals, which is being held in Red Bluff. Yep. We know world champion steer wrestler,
Tucker Allen.
Tucker Allen's going to be there. And plus you mentioned a few others.
Yes.
So, it's going to be a quality rodeo yeah. up close. And then on, New Year's Eve, we'll talk about it later. Right. There's going to be, you know, oh yeah.
Big party.
Big yeah. party. Now, we were talking about the animals.
Yeah, before the break, we were talking about the four-legged athlete.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so that's good.
So, yeah, I mean, we love to celebrate the Cowboys, but it's also a time to celebrate, just like they do at the NFR, the four-legged athletes. The 10th night, the last night when they retired Virgil.
Oh,
wow. Virgil!
If you know anything about rodeo and rough stock, you know who Virgil F-13 is from C-5. You know, Vern McDonald and Tyson Cardinal, his nephew, they do a great job with Virgil, and they retired him. For us, he's special because 3 years in a row, Virgil took a cowboy to the championship, and a couple years ago took RC to 92.5 and a record
there. We watched that.
Yeah,
yeah,
on Sunday, and it was just such a special day for a lot of reasons.
He's got a lot of personality, and wasn't he named Horse of the Year or something? Yeah.
So he's there's only three horses, I believe, that were ever named bareback and bronc, saddle bronc Horse of the Year. And this year, he was named bareback Horse of the Year. He'd been saddle bronc before, but he's an amazing animal. So that's one that we've seen, but locally, you know, with Tim Bridwell, Bridwell Pro Rodeos out of Red Bluff, you got Four Star Rodeo out of Cottonwood, with Jeff and Terry Davis, you know, they take athletes themselves down there to the rodeo, to the NFR too. And this year we got to see, Silver Beaver. I didn't really remember the name, and Tim and Haley are neighbors of ours, down in Red Bluff, but that horse bucked out. I think it was the second night, and Rocker Steiner rode him to 88 and was a high score. It was pretty awesome to see a local horse, athlete, be on stage. The Bridwells were there, and we were talking about how they bring the support group, and when they do the gold buckles, they bring out on the rough stock, they'll bring the stock contractors out too.
So the stock contractors, the ones that the riders won on, either the horse or the bull, the contractor gets a gold buckle.
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
So they get recognized as well, too.
And they draw those horses. They hope they get certain rides. Because one thing I didn't really realize before, and we want to share with our listeners, is that when you see a bronc or a bull, a lot of the points, or some of the points, are also judged on the athleticism.
50%. 50%, yeah.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yes, yes. So you're looking at horses, or you're looking at animals that we look at them to be around 20. That means if you add 20 and 20, that's 40. Those are good horses. Those are ones that, you know, we can think they can ride. You'll get the horses that are up in the 22s and the 23s, so they're 44 or 46. Now, if the cowboy does their job and can make 44, 46, now you're 88, 92, you're winning money. So that's how they score them. And this year they did that down to a quarter of a point, which isn't done very often.
No, I said that was like the first time at the NFR they used a quarter point.
Yeah, and we're not going to talk about what happened with all the because I'll just get into it, but with the judging and everything else, there was a lot of controversy. Yes.
Okay, just say Stetson Wright came out and had a hell of a ride, and he got the yellow flag because they said he had not marked out the horse. Marking out the horse means when the horse comes out, the cowboy has to have his spurs above the shoulder until the horse hits the ground the first time.
Yeah.
And they marked him for not having it, for not having spurring him out or marking him out. And okay, you're much more knowledgeable than I am, JB. I mean, I've been watching this a long time. I don't know that on the right side, his spurs were up.
Yep.
On the left side, his spurs were up. The horse thought the spurs were up. Everybody in the stands thought it was up. One judge.
Yep, one judge.
That's
like
all
I said, I wasn't going to get into it, but yeah, there's 12 cameras there. They you know.
Well, that's the other part.
It's hard to say. I'm actually a official basketball ref here around here, so you know they're human too.
Yeah,
well, you blow a call now and then.
Yeah,
I mean you do, but they looked at it,
and then they upheld it.
One of those things like pro football where there's not enough to overthrow it. It's so close,
and we weren't there, and we don't know what the judges saw because they're supposed to be in contact. Yeah. You know, if the judge when the horse hit the ground. And the spur may not have been in contact. We can't see that.
Right.
They might not be able to see that even in the video, if it didn't have it right. So, you know, it might be a half an inch, quarter of an inch, 3 inches. I don't know what the difference is, but I heard that might be part of the reason why they didn't overturn it because the judge on that side felt that it wasn't in contact with the horse. So.
And are the judges, in fact, on, like, if you have like a Thomas and Mack, they're in four separate, they're not together. They're four separate positions.
Yep. They're on different corners. This year, it seemed like they were in a diamond pattern, on some of it. It might be just the way they were situated, but typically they're out there in kind of a rectangle And at the NFR, they had the four judges in the arena and then one on the shoots too during the Rustock. You know, most of the rodeos you go to, the professional rodeos, you may only have two or three judges. So, you know, it's a lot harder on them. So one of the reasons why they, I believe they went to that quarter of a point was to get some separation and, really use those four judges. But, you know, those guys are human. They're doing the best job that they can, and they're selected just like, you know, all the competitors and the stock and everything else. It's based on merit and, you know, what they've done in the previous year or past years.
And this was, I don't know, there was, and you probably are more aware of any more of the, officials, quality of work, but that was just a big one that caught everybody's attention. And it's not easy. No, I mean, you're standing in the four compass directions trying to watch a horse and a rider, and it's just, but that's what you're getting paid for.
Sure.
To do the very best you can.
Well, when you think of the NFL and you see the flags and you're like, what? You know, I mean, these guys have to take the heat.
And I guarantee those guys are getting paid a lot more than these PRCA judges are.
Well, the other thing, too, is as long as they're consistent, I think that's a big thing that people would want, is they're consistent with how they judge.
And I would say 99.999% of the time they are very consistent.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, we're here with J.B. Stacy from the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup, but also the big circuit finals is coming. And we've been talking so far about the circuit finals coming up and some of the big names from the national finals rodeo. Some champions are going to be here with us. We were talking about the animals, which are also athletes and are taken care of that way. They're very valuable, and you don't want anything happening to, one, an asset that's worth that much money, but two, an animal that's, you know, that you've come to know and admire, and
sure,
maybe even have relationships with as far as that goes. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, founded in 1960. I've been in the same location since 67. I found them in 2007 when I came to live in Redding. And I've never gone to another barbershop since there. It's not a hair salon. It is a barbershop. Great haircuts, shave around your neck, your ears, all that kind of stuff. Really nice guys, Tim and Logan. And here's the other thing. You can make an appointment that works on your schedule. And I do it by calling 530-244-9478, or now I can use Booksy and set up an appointment, way in advance if that's what I want. But Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You won't be sorry. And we'll be right back.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlou's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlous.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlou's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
It's the Kia Season of New Tradition sales event. Redding Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Movie across the border in the year of Odd 16. The people of Columbus still hear him riding through their dreams. He killed 17 civilians, you could hear the women scream. Black Jack Pershing on the dancing horse, waiting in the wing. Tonight we ride, with Skittle Poncho, be a makeshift out of his hide. Shoot his horse, the 8 Tailewa, and his 27 ride. Tonight we ride.
Hey, welcome back.
All right.
Now, that may not be exactly Christmas music, talking about, making a hide, making your chaps out of somebody's hide. But that was...
Justin Lawrence.
Who is going to be headlining...
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve at the circuit finals.
Yeah. Excited to have him back.
We have limited seats, and it's really reasonable, you know, the tickets to go to... see the circuit final rodeo as well as the concert where they'll be dancing with Justin Lawrence, which is really a coup to get him to come.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's always food and libations.
Absolutely.
Right. There.
There. Yeah, there's nothing more rodeo than a corn dog and a Coors Light.
Oh.
or a Pendleton.
Carl's favorite.
You're talking my style now.
Yeah. Sure.
Corn dogs. Okay.
So the circuit final.
And we're here with J.B. Stacy, who is the
CEO.
CEO, general manager of the Redding,
the
Red Bluff Roundup and the circuit finals, which is a huge thing. This is all the top competitors in rodeo coming to Red Bluff here at the end of the year for the circuit finals championship. Now, this is a kind of a bump. This counts in next year's.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The monies.
Money.
So they're also trying to qualify for the NFR Open, which is held in Colorado Springs or somewhere in there in Colorado in late July. So they'll take the winner and the average winner, from each event and from the 14 different circuits, and they'll go there to compete for $50,000 or plus. And a lot of those, it's really a good shot in the arm for them to get to the NFR because in October, the end of October is when they cut off the money. It's kind of a fiscal year there in October is when it cuts off, and then they start determining who's going to be going to the NFR at that time.
And it's and the way you get to the NFR is the top money.
Top money. Mm-hmm.
Top money winners, top 15 money winners in each discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you're invited.
Exactly. And so for the circuit finals, we bring the top 12. in each. So.
And it's hard to, and we're looking outside right now, and I mean, it's raining, but one thing that we want to say is that this is held indoors. The rodeo is held indoors inside the Pauline Davis Pavilion, rain or shine.
Yes.
So you could still, for the love of rodeo, you don't want to be in severe weather. It's inside. And you can see, your events are bareback riding, bull riding, saddle bronc, steer wrestling, team roping, tie down roping, women's breakaway roping, and barrel racing. So you're going to get the whole
enchilada.
Yeah, it's a 2.5-3 hour show. We've got this year we've got 3-time PRCA announcer of the year Anthony Lucia coming. He'll be announcing for us. We've got Matt Merritt, barrel man of the year. He was selected this year at the NFR, and of course our local favorite sound guy Austin Lopeman, who is a perennial. He gets invited every year to the NFR.
He's so good.
He's awesome. You know, he's a radio. He's the music director here at the Reading Rodeo too.
Yeah,
and he's just a good kid. Kind of a those who know Austin know his dad Chuck. And one of the bulls, we'll talk about, you know, trying to all the segue. It's a small family, but it's a big family. Mm. You know what I mean? One of the bulls is named Chuck's Boy, and that's named after Chuck. So, anyways, shout out to Chuck Lopeman and Austin and their family.
Well, now the announcer this year,
Anthony.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's come on strong in the last few years.
He has, and then this year was his first year of actually being a NFR announcer. They have 3 announcers, and this year Anthony was one of them in the rotation, so pretty excited for him.
He and his
wife Lisa are amazing people, and looking forward to having him here in a few days.
Well, okay, so the 3 days, Monday night's going to be Patriot Night.
Yes, sir, Patriot Night, and I want to invite you to come down and hang out with those veterans and help hold the flag. We'll have the veterans out in the middle of the arena holding the flag in respect for our country, but also to show our respect to those who have served. The young lady who's going to be singing, Emma Forsberg, her parents are both retired Air Force veterans, and they will be walking her out. So, you know, veterans are very important to me. My dad, a 20-year veteran of the Navy, retired, moved us to Red Bluff. many, many family members who served our country. And, you know, it's important for us to thank those veterans for what you've done for us.
Well, I tell you what.
Thank you.
It would be an honor to do that, and we will do that. And then, but Tuesday.
Tuesday is special. Every night special.
Yeah, every night special, but
Tuesday is special because, you know, the future for all of us, whether it's in rodeo or just, you know, our future, it's in the kids. It's in the children. So, we call it our Futures Day, and we'll have, future rodeo athletes, District 1 Cowboys and Cowgirls come out. They'll hold the flag. But we also have a group of kids, the Golden Circle of Champion kids, who we honor them because they're fighting pediatric cancer, and we honor them. And this year, the Santa Maria Elks, and they donated 1,000 wild rags, the gold silk ones. If you were watching on Saturday night at the NFR,
yes,
you saw everybody wear.
The yellow, and, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. The athletes on Tuesday night will be wearing the two-legged athletes will be wearing wild rags, the gold ones, in honor of the Golden Circle of Champions, and we're going to celebrate those kids who have battled pediatric cancer, and they'll be out there holding the flag on Tuesday.
This has gotten huge.
Yes.
I mean, this thing, and as you all over in Red Bluff have really gotten behind this.
Yes, sir.
And I can't, we do nothing but applaud you for this, because these are kids that have fought it, and they're recognized, and they get to go to the rodeo. And I mean, it's huge for them. I mean,
it's an amazing time,
yeah.
And not only for them, but their families. It's amazing to see their families and how they just fold themselves into the rodeo family. You know, this year we were able to honor a kid named Ryden Robertson. He has a long history with the Red Bluff Roundup. His family. Known as the Bethels, and Chuck Bethel actually has a stripping chute named after him. So I don't know if it's grandfather or great grandfather. But Ryden is a courageous kid. And, we honored him at the NFR this year. Last year we had a young lady from Red Bluff there, and, 3 years ago, we had Lucas Bartsch, and this kid is an amazing individual. And not him just individually, but his family, Lisa and Chris and CJ and the whole family. They're just amazing people, and we love having them be around. And just to see this kid grow over the last 3 years and his story, you know, we could spend a day talking about Lucas and his battles, but here's a kid who just lives life to the fullest, and every chance he get, he loves rodeo. You know, he's become a big rodeo fan, and we're happy to be part of that for him.
Well, let me tell you, these kids, there's no fear. And they fight and they fight and they fight.
Just like the cowboy and cowgirl.
Yeah, we can take lessons from them.
Absolutely.
And just on a personal thing here, this last 2 weeks has been very, very trying. And I was going through them, and for a variety of reasons. And it just seemed like something happened and something else happened and something else happens. And then you find something else, and all that happens. And you sit there and you go, damn. But then you got to turn that around and think of how many blessings. Mm-hmm. And this was on me. You know, that, and I thought, okay, I know you don't give me more than we can handle. However, but then I started thinking about how selfish of me to think that. Because I've got these, you're talking about these kids with cancer that are fighting it. And they're, you know, they don't give up. And then you think about all the blessings we have. Mm-hmm. I mean, house, food.
Yeah.
You know, being able
Buford.
To. Buford. Yeah. The horse. I mean, you think about that. Yeah. And then you've just kind of really put it in place again, JB, with the kids. That here they are, the children. I mean, I've lived a pretty full life. But here, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, or younger, diagnosed with cancer and then fought it.
Yeah. Well, there's kids have. Their whole life, they've known nothing but the battle with cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the physical side of it, and that's one thing I notice is, you know, the physical side of it, we watch them fight, and more times than not anymore, they win.
Yeah.
And we watch them come out of it. But the mental side of it, too, I don't know if anybody just realizes, here you are, an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 4-year-old, you know, what's going through their mind at that time when they're battling it. So,
yeah. See, we know where from we come from, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
They don't know that.
No, they don't know.
When you go to St. Jude, which I had a blessing opportunity to go to St. Jude and with the media junket, and I was there for 3 or 4 days, and we got to meet the doctors and see the kids, and they all are brought from place to place with their little red wagons. And it's very colorful, and the doctors wear colorful clothes, and their parents can come. That is just, so that when you're talking about the Golden Circle of Champions, it's like, that's what that reminds me of. Mm-hmm. Let's go to that place as far as to celebrate what it is to walk through it, walk in it, and we celebrate you.
That's it. Celebrating these kids, celebrating these families. And Tina Tanasha there at the Elks, it was her brainchild. And what an amazing thing for us to focus on, because very little money is spent for pediatric cancer research. You know, what we do is we look at adults and trying to treat an adult, you know, whether it's breast cancer, pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
So then a young child gets kidney cancer, and there's, you know, here a kid is 20 pounds, and we're trying to treat them like they're a 200-pound person or a 140-pound person. So these parents and what they go through, and they fight for these children to, you know, that's not right. You know, if 200 pounds gets this, why should a 40-pound child get that same amount or things like that?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not an oncologist, but I just hear these stories from these parents who have seen their children suffer during some treatments and stuff battle and you just get connected with them.
Of course you do. How can you not? And the fact you can still talk about it after going through, I mean, after watching all this, you're pretty strong there, JB. Hey, we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back with JB Stacy.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Savor a delicious buffet.
Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We were just talking about the public market and that's down here. They got like 2,000 people a day going there, and I hope it succeeds. I hope it does. It's kind of a gamble in today, you know, when you start these things. And they've got like, gosh, what, 10 different businesses in there, ranging from hot dogs to pizza to noodles to smash burgers, all types of things.
And when we had
the thing I wanted to talk about is, if you go into the restrooms, yeah, you can try and cut me off, it's too late. You go into restrooms and they've got these huge murals on the wall, but then you go into the stalls in the women's restroom and you've got Lainey Wilson, you've got and there's one is just a mirror, said, "Oh, the most beautiful woman in Reading." So as you're walking in, you see yourself. And the other one is
Eastwood's
daughter. But if you go to the handicap stall.
Thank you.
Well,
The senior stall.
There is Linda and her career. And from the gold diggers to now. And we have people sending us photos.
A little plaque.
Yeah, and a little plaque there. People sending us photos of, "I'm in the bathroom with Linda."
I know, it's funny. So in the men's, they have Clint Eastwood, you know, connections, Merle Haggard, my God.
All kind of local things.
You know, like a local producer who did all kinds of, like, videos and videographer and, you know, people that tie into the North State. So, yeah. Anyway, so I remember them calling me about it, and I didn't know how I felt about it. But then, tongue in cheek, I thought, why not? You know what? Why not? It's all fun. It's all fun and games, and they've done a great job. Let's just talk about the fact that the public market, all of those restaurants in there have a local tie to Reading. There's nothing that's corporate. They're all local ties.
There are no franchises.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Okay, we're here with J.B. Stacy. We're talking the circuit finals. We just talked about the Golden Circle, and we could probably do a whole hour on that.
Yeah.
But now that's on Tuesday. Now, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so Wednesday, New Year's Eve, we honor our first responders. Of course, you know, we're lucky enough to have Cal Fire and RBPD and RPD and, you know, everybody else that's a first responder, the ambulance, the EMTs. So we'll honor them on Wednesday night, too, because we can't forget them. And then after the rodeo, we have Justin Lawrence, where we heard Let It Ride. Or, sorry, not Let It Ride. I just can't remember the name of it.
I'm sorry.
We were just
Tonight We Ride.
I think it was.
What was that, man?
Tonight We Ride.
Tonight We Ride. Yes. So Justin was actually there a couple of years ago and put on a great show. And it's just amazing to watch the people, you know, a couple thousand people get out in the middle of the arena in the dirt and the cow whatever. And, they're dancing away.
Yeah, oh, man.
Really just kicking it up out there.
What a great way to start the new year. We're going to let it rip.
Yes. And, it's an amazing time. I've been fortunate enough to be involved with it for the last 4 years, and I can't think of a better place to be than with, you know, a few hundred of your best friends, bringing in the new year. And, you know, get to watch a little rodeo before that.
So you're watching a great rodeo. They're giving everybody the championships, I guess, at the end of that, that night. And then afterwards you get to go out in the arena and dance.
Mm-hmm. So,
is that the way it works?
Yeah. So as soon as the rodeo's over, we'll start opening up the gates and letting people out on the arena while we're doing the awards. And this year, Circle Y is a new sponsor, along with Boot Barn. It used to be the Ram Rodeo, but Boot Barn is now the lead sponsor for the circuit finals, who now we're celebrating 50 years. That's why I wore this special sweatshirt. The contestants will get one and some of the volunteers. But anyway, so Boot Barn, but Circle Y donated the saddles. So we'll be giving each of the winners, the year-end winner and the winner for the championship, their buckles from Montana Silversmith and a Circle Y saddle. And once we go through all those champions, including an all-around champion, then the party starts. And we'll party till after midnight.
Now, this says, I mean, can you imagine?
Is there shopping?
Yes, there's a little bit of shopping
there. All right.
Yep.
Well, can you imagine how many buckles the Wright family has? Let's just pick out Stetson. How many buckles this young man, and he's, what was it, 26, 27?
Somewhere
like that. Impossibly young, and made over $1 million last year on this. How many buckles do they have?
I don't know. With silver up at $67 an ounce,
That might be.
Get a room just for his buckles.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, because, you know, when they win the go-around, they'll get a buckle. They win, you know, the overall, they get a buckle. And all these, just how many buckles this is an industry, a buckle-making industry that is, especially Montana, silversmith.
Yeah.
So. I'm just thinking about that, and then saddles. How many saddles can you have?
Yeah, it's amazing. There's lots of buckle companies. We use Skyline out of Yuba City, Marysville area. Ryan Fowler down there, so he's local. And but they do amazing, amazing job, and not only just producing them, but helping us design. And we were talking about the Tough Enough to Wear Pink a little earlier, and they do an amazing job in designing our Tough Enough to Wear Pink buckle that we auction off every year to raise money.
Now, this is a local company, you said? Or
so they're out of Marysville. Yeah, so
they'll
contract with, they subcontracted out, but Ryan's out of Yuba City, Marysville area.
Okay. Now, we've only got a couple minutes. Okay. How do people get tickets?
So go online, rebluffroundup.com, go to the events tickets, and click on that yellow button there, and it'll take you also not only to the circuit finals, but to the Red Bluff Roundup, but right now circuit finals. Or you can call our office, our box office at 530-527-1000. Again, that's 530-527-1000. Or go to the RedBluffRoundup.com.
Now remember, just let me warn everybody.
Go to that website.
Go to that website because there are other websites that will sell you tickets for twice, three times, five times the cost. But there's other sites that have fake tickets. And you've seen it over at Red Bluff. We've seen it at Redding. So go to the website itself, the RedBluffRoundup.com.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's black and yellow like our logo and everything else, but RedBluffRoundup.com.
Well, JB, thank you so much for coming in here today.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah.
And
Merry Christmas to you.
And we'll see you in a few days.
Well, we're going to see you on Monday.
Yeah. Looking forward
and
to it.
I just want to make this quick announcement. There's a variety of places to pick up sand for sandbags, my friends, but they don't have bags, and you have to bring your own shovel. We've seen some, they just don't have the bags. Laux Landscape Supply has tons of bags.
An advertiser here, and thank you for what
they
do.
They've got sandbags, tarps, black plastic.
Right.
The little redwood tree that was next door to us on Sunday night came down.
Right.
And luckily did not damage our neighbor's house. It hit their carport, didn't damage it too much, but just be prepared for all of that. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, Laux Landscape Supply has the sandbags that you may need for all this rain that's coming in. So, have a very Merry Christmas.
Meaning the container. The container for the sand. You have to go get the sand, but they've got the container.
They're called the sandbags. That's what they are, sandbags.
But not filled with sand.
Not filled with sand.
That's what I wanted to emphasize if you just tuned in.
Anyway.
I
don't know what to say.
People get in out of their car and they hear one word.
Except Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
May you have a blessed Christmas. And let's think about the things that are going right for us instead of things going wrong.
Right.
And God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.